the tzina b'treifa. Just like if we want a regular animal, that's a treifa. Sheshchitof and mitaros, whether you make a shchita on the treifa when it's alive, the animal has no tumas nevela to shchit, even though it's not matter, it's bachila. But our kopon of the apsukim to say the tumas nevela goes off is af shchita behema titor esay for here also. When you shechted the mother, avada the shchita the mother helps with the uber the yad that's outside, even though there's nisa treifa on it. But there'll be no ista eva menachai, no tumu will be chal on it. On this omelem, Rabbi Meir says, Betachom, no. Omelem, Rabbi Meir, lo yim tira shchita shreifo. You know what the shchita of a shreifo is? Metayer, oiso, dover, shagufoi. Because it's gufoi. If the animal itself is a shreifo, and you make a shchita on the animal itself, so shchita is metayer, medein avelo. But over here, titra is the eva, dover, shayna gufoi. But here, this yad that's taken out of the animal, it's not the behemoth itself. It's only the uber, it's the fetus's hand. And since that's outside the name now, the shchit of the mother is not metari, medein avelo. That's the machlokes remei in the chachamim. If when this yad is outside, then the shchit of the mother is still up to metari, medein avelo, yes or no? Elie Gemara says, minayin, how do we know the yisoid? Letreifa, regular behemoth, that's a treifa. Sheshchitoso, metaroso, how do we know this from? Someone says, behem like this. Behema tmeya suru bachila. Listen, a behema tmeya is also teeth. Af treifa suru bachila. Who are doing a behema treifa is also bachila. If so, why don't I say, ma behema tmeya, ein shchitos in a tarosoi, if you shech the behema tmeya, if you shech the chazir, it still has tumas nevela on it, so why don't I say the same svarom, af treifa, the same thing, you shech the behema treifa, let it to the rendo shchitosoi, it shchitish not be matari, medein nevela. Like, how do you know to say it is Matayr, the Khur and Swar? Should say it's not Matayr. The Rosh says, yes. Lo yimamato. The behemoth tumeya, so hosel a shasa kosher. Behemoth tumeya, like a pig, never had a shasa kosher. It was never had to treat the chal on it. But to yam of a trait, here a behemoth, when it was first born, it was a kosher behemoth. There was a had to treat the chal on it. So behemoth trait for shosel a shasa kosher. So therefore, the Swar has said that since the shkit in the beginning would help to be mat with bachilo, even though now became a treif, but remains, but the is a treifa, for the shchita still helps at least in the time of the nevela. That's a chakir of the pshat, is really the shchita helps 100%. Just the is a treifa that's chal doesn't go off. But even if you learn, no, the shchita cannot help negeir to het rachila, but our kopon negeir to het the tumah does help. The Mishnah says back, the Chumdi said back, take back what you brought here. Hare, what's going to be, Hare, shenol the treifa min abet minayin. According to your svara, it's still a kasha. What's going to be if the behemoth was born a treifa? So never had a heter shchita l'achila. So how do we know to say in such a case that the shchita is metar medein avelo? Minayin. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says like this: Lo yimamata behemoth tumeya shekein ein b'mina shchita. Teretz says by a pig, there's no pig that has a heter shchita at all. So therefore, a shchita does not help at all by a pig, by a behemoth tumeya. And therefore, when a behemoth tumeya dies, even through a shchita, it has tumas nevela on it. But the Tayyam of the Treifa, by the Hema Torah, that's the Treifa now, Shiesh B'mina Shchita. This ox right now, too true as a Treifa, was born a Treifa. But there are other oxes that are not Treifas. That Shchita does help on them. So since the Shchita helps on this Min, it's a Swarat to say that the Shchita takes off all Tumas Nevela of this Min. Mastilias, Ben Shmoyne Chai, Ein Shchitosim et Harosoi, Tavi Shein B'mina Shchita Ein Echnami. If a Behema has an 8-month-old baby inside, then Shemayin Chai, that ain't Shchitosim at Haros, there's no way now the Shchita should be matter it. Then in such a case, if you made a Shchita on the mother, and you find inside the Uber a Shchita of a Ben Ches, and a Chnami there won't be Mutter. Rashi says, the means here of a Ben Shemayin Chai, a baby 8 months old that lives, Shemayin, it's born from a Behema Chaya, from a live Behema. So in Lona Behemoth Atar, this Behem, even though it's called the Treifa now, here, if you make a Shchita on it, will not be Matar Medein Avela. Because this Taka Ben Ches never has Heta Shchita. There's no Heta Shchita on this Behemoth. Because the locker is of a Ben Shemayin is sitting like a mace anyway. So again, if you have this Behemoth, the regular Behemoth that gave birth to an 8-month-old baby, even though the baby now is living, still it has Locha like a mace, and therefore if you shecht it right now, not only does the shchita matter with bachila, then the chlamber have a tumas nevela also. Because in this uber, even this min never has a heter shchita. Therefore, here in the chlamber, here taka, it would remain with its tumas nevela.
But otherwise, other behemoths, even though they're born a treifa, since b'mino it has a heter shchita, therefore shchita helps on a treifa to take off the tumas nevela.
Yeah, now the Gemara says like this: Amai tumas beis hastorim hi. So Rashi explains the Gemara's question is: what does the Mishnah say that bosor uber tomei? Again, the case where the uber stuck out his hand, and then the case says you made a shchita on the mother. And after you made a shchita on the mother, then you cut off the hand of the uber. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, the Meir says, "Ha boss is magen avela," meaning the boss of the rest of the uber is tomei, because it's like touching this piece of hand that's cut off, and the hand is called an avim in a chai. When it's cut off, it has tumor on it. So therefore, now when you cut it off, it's mitama the rest of the uber. So Gemara asks the question, "Am I?" Tumas beis hastorim hi. Like, where did this hand ever really touch the uber? The hand was attached to the uber. Now, when it was attached, even though the hand is outside, it has tumas nevela on it. For the ma'isa, when it touches it to the rest of the meat, it's attached. It's beis hastorim. It's like hidden. You don't really see the attachment there. And we know a tumas, a maga, beis hastorim of hidden, is not matama. That's why if you touch inside the body, it's not matama you. Beis hastorim. So why do we say in the Mishnah that when the hand is cut off, the rest of the uber is a magen avela? Where did it touch the hand? It's only attached when it's attached. It was only touching when it was attached, and that's the chibur of beis hastorim. Rashi says, "Shein l'niri, you can't see where it's attached," and that's the klal l'kaimel masechta nido le'metamei. Samura says, "L'chura le'ma let'sei remain le'tamei." Rabbi Mei in the Mishnah that says when he cut off this hand of the uber that's outside, it's metam, no, the rest of the uber with the tumas maga of maga nevela. The chura goes according to a main l'shitosa in the time. The tanan brought the Mishnah came like this: shloisha shloisha. If you have a beged or a mat that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that's royal medrus. That's fit for somebody to sit on it, and if a zav sits on it, it has tumas medrus on it. So if you have a beged, a piece of material that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and a zav sat on it, therefore it has too much zav on it, has too much major zav on it. So now shenechlak, it divided up, you cut it in half, so torah mina medrus, the too much medrus goes off it, because it's not fit anymore for medrus, it's not 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim anymore. Avol tomei maga medrus, but the too much maga medrus it has, divrei Rabbi Meir. As long as it's 3 etz boyis by 3 etz boyis, it's still called the kli to makabel tumah. Therefore it's called like a maga medrus. If this kli now, when it's broken, what's torn in half, is like touching the medrus itself. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. Now, Vitani, we learned on this Mishnah that Om Rabbi Yossi Gracie says, V'chibieza medrus nogazer. Where did this piece touch a medrus? Because when it was attached, this 3 by 3 tefachim, it was attached to much medrus, true. But now when you cut it in half, it's not 3 by 3 anymore. So where exactly is it touching each piece, the other piece, that you can see the touching? When you cut it, as you cut it, you don't see the touching anymore. When it was attached, it was the base of stone. So why is it called the maga nevel? Why is it called the maga of the tumas medrus on it? The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yossi explained elo shivnoga boy zav shi'etama maga zav." It just means to say that if a zav touches this piece of material now, so even though it doesn't become a medrus anymore because it's not the shear, it's not 3 by 3 tefachim, but since it's at least 3 by 3 etz boyis, it is makabel tumah like a rishon l'tumah. And lavit no law, didn't we learn upon this? That Om Ula says that lo shonu means where does Rabbi Yossi argue on Rabbi Meir? Now, according to Rabbi Meir, the fact that you cut it in half, it itself becomes a maga medrus. In other words, that it's touching the medrus itself, even though it's a base of storim, but that's Rabbi Meir Shita. That since it was touching before, it was cut off. Now, when it's cut off, it's still, as it's cut off, it's it like it's touching it. That's Shana Mishnah also. That when the yad of this uber is cut off, as you're cutting it off, it's considered like it's off and touching at the same time. Therefore, the boss of the uber is called a maga nevela. So now, Ula says like this, Lashana, where's the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir? Ela shloisha shloisha shenechlak. Only if it started out to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and now was divided in half. So Rashi says, the lek of the main of the Shas Perushon, zem izek kibbutum. You can't say, when you cut it off now, like one piece has tumas medrus on it, and the other piece is Makabo Magda because of that. Because since both pieces now are less than 3x3, there's no Tumas Negris here. That's where it's a machlokes that Sturah Meir says it is Tomei, and Rabbi Yossi says no. But what's going to be? Avu Sholosh Al Sholosh. You have a piece of bacon now, the 3x3. How boys the bacon godel, that you tore it off from a bigger bacon, and that bigger piece of material had a Tumas Negris on it. So when you cut off this piece off it, the big piece still has Tumas Negris on it. Then they both agree that Peshas Prisosa Me'aviyim, the Kabbalah Tumas Me'aviyim, that the time when you cut off this small piece of bacon from the big piece of bacon, since the big piece, even now after it's cut off, still has a shear of 3x3 Tochim, it still has a shear of Tumas Negris, so the smaller piece that's being torn off has a Tumas Maga Negris. So you see, when you're cutting it off, it's sort of like it's off and touching at the same time. And so, Hanami, the same thing in our Mishnah also. Bishas Prisoson Meyever. At the time when you're cutting off the hand, off the Uber, Mekabel Tumah Meyever. The Uber, yes, is Mekabel Tumah from the Aver. When you cut off this Yad, it's considered Bishas, you're cutting it off, they're both. It's like off already, and it's still like touching it. Therefore, how the Shem Maga, the Uber itself, is like touching this piece of Yad that's off. And this Yad now is Chaz Alocha of Eva Menachai has Tumas Nevelu on it. Therefore, Hashem may have written the Mishnah that the Uber also has Alocha of a Maga Nevelu. Sapshana Mishnah may go to Shittosai. That he holds when you cut something off, the Shash you're cutting it off, it's all considered like it's touching. Ravina says like this. Beged Lav Lachaticha Koyi. Could be no. Beged is not meant to cut off. Therefore, we don't consider it cut. But Uber Lachaticha Koyi. Uber, even when the hand's attached, it's aimed to be cut off. And therefore, whenever anything that's aimed to be cut off, it's considered like it's cut off already. Here it's better in the Mishnah. Go according to everybody, that this Yad, when it's outside, since it's aimed to be cut off, we consider like it's off already right now. And therefore, it's considered like it's Nageya Zeb, is there a piece that's off already. Therefore, when the Mishnah says that later, when you cut off this hand, it's Mitama, the rest of the Uber, it could be going according to everybody. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on top. So the last Gemara again, we're trying to answer Psham the Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah says, when the Uba put out its hand, and then you made a Shechita, and after you made the Shechita on the mother, now you cut off the hand. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, that the rest of the Uber is considered a Maga Nevela, that the buster of the rest of the Uber is Tomei. So the question was, how was the Uber Tomei because it touched this Yad, even though the Yad outside is called like an Eva Menachai, it has Tumas Nevela on it, the Hura did not touch the buster. When it was attached, it was a Tuma, it was a Maga of Beis Astorim, that's not Metamei. So first thing I want to say goes according to Rabbi Meir, and then we say no, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That the pshat is that when you cut off the hand, at that time, when it's like detached already, at that time also consider like it's still touching the rest of the uber. Therefore, there was a mago when you cut it off, when you slice it off, it is still touching. Therefore, at that time, it's called the maga. Therefore, the uber is tummy. The last test was that Ravina Marvina said no, that beged lav lechaticha koi, but uber, but Uber here that has his hand sticking out, it's aimed to cut it off, or the Klaus aimed to cut off, to cut the Uber into pieces. If so, here we say the swara of a choloi midlachtach is kechotach dami. We consider like it's cut off already. So according to Ravina, even when the hand is still attached to the Uber, it's also being metame the Uber. And after you make a shechitah on the mother, and now it's still in the mace, it could be makabel tumah, so the yad, even though it's still attached to the Uber, and even though really it looks like a base of stone, like its attachment is inside, you can't see it. But since the klal is koloi midlachtach, it's kechotach dami, we're considered like it's cut off already. Rashi says, v'rei neitin zeh b'zeh, it's sort of like the yad is off already, it's still touching the uber right now, therefore the uber, the Mishnah says, the uber is tummy. So now the Gemara starts off with Ayin Gimel.